This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a video shows a Tesla driver in Massachusetts totally asleep while his car drove itself on autopilot.
That's comforting.
But what's the autopilot feature for if this guy's going to get in trouble for this? To me, autopilot means let it take the wheel.
You're right. Like, if you have autopilot and legally you allow autopilot to be on the road, what do you expect us to do? Of course I'm going to sleep.
But I don't think pilots are sleeping when it's on autopilot.
No, you don't think that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Do you know this, or is that what you think? I think if I have some long-ass transatlantic flight,
pilot might be asleep, but the other one's awake.
And you flip that thing on autopilot, it doesn't mean it doesn't nod off.
I just think, I don't know, I think somebody's got to be awake. Like, I get autopilot, just it's driving itself, but you can't be sleeping in there.
Why not? As long as you wake up before, you have to get off the road.
Do yourself a favor. I know no one wants to do it, but take public transportation.
Fair.
I think that's an easy solution.
I mean, I understand it, but
autopilot.
Because if you're going to go to sleep, it doesn't matter how long it takes to get there. You know what I mean? You'll get there when you get there and you'll wake up.
Okay, but what's the point of autopilot if I literally have to do everything involved with driving except for the actual driving?
Well, Tesla says you need to be awake and alert when that thing is on.
It's like
cruise control. Like, I don't need to put my foot on the gas.
Okay.
Well, but you need to be aware and alert in case you need
to
slow down.
But that's cruise control.
And even with cruise control, I'm still adjusting my speed from time to time, so I don't use it that often. But
you can't
again,
sleep.
Why do you give me autopilot if I have to do literally everything else involved in driving, just not having my hands on the wheel?
I don't know. I think it's just a law.
It is.
They don't allow autopilot in the car. That's the only way.
Get rid of the doggone autopilot. It's useless.
I agree with you. Don't call it autopilot, but I'm just saying, in theory, like, you just can't be asleep in your car and think that thing's just going to drive itself.
I don't think I could sleep in my car comfortably.
And if you're going to sleep in your car, get in the back seat and lay down.
Right. That way it looks like
seriously, just freak the hell out of people.
And you know what? You're right. They probably should back off and go on an autopilot. It's not all the kinks are out.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an important note.
No, that's a very important note.
One of those cars hit a tow truck or an ambulance or something on the side of the road the other day in California and messed some people up.
Moving on, the last Peep Show in Las Vegas has closed down.
What?
What are you going to do at Easter?
Yeah, peep
a peep show? Is that like what you're looking through a hole?
Right? Like,
well, it's a screen.
Know.
You put in coins, and then the screen opens up, and there's a lady in the center dancing. So you got like your own private booth.
So what's the difference between that and just a regular old strip club?
It's cheaper.
Yeah.
And it's just one girl in there.
Okay.
And she's pregnant with a cigarette hanging out of her. What do you want me to do?
I mean, obviously, Mike, since it's the last one closing, they weren't very good.
No, they were not.
Because they were pregnant with the cigarette.
Let me guess. Bachelor party. Your brother-in-law. Your sister's getting married.
That's original.
What do you want? You want the ham sandwich? Do you want the contortionist move? What do you want? Look, the clock's on, kid. Now you're down to 3.5 minutes.
Oh, dear.
I'm a Vegas legend.
Yeah.
They call me the Wookiee.
By the way, I will shave my legs by tomorrow. I just woke up late.
Come back to my heart a little better.
You know, if that's a problem, I'm sorry.
Just let people know you met Dolores.
I got a ping pong ball and a target. A pizza chain is giving away a see-through skateboard with real pizza inside.
Can
Why
I
would
it?
I want that?
I don't think Why so, would Ted. I want it's it? In the skateboard.
Oh.
Ted ate a skateboard.
we're going to bust in here. Find out what brand this is.
Skateboard pizza.
It's like having a pizza-themed party that there's no pizza.
No, you know what it is? It's like having autopilot in your car.
A man in British Columbia, Canada, was attacked by a bear last week, and at one point he tried negotiating with the bear, saying, quote, "You don't have to do this." Fortunately, a barking dog distracted the bear, and he got away.
Whoa, we don't know that. Maybe the bear's a negotiator.
He was like, "You're right, I don't have to do this.
Okay.
There's no reason to maul you.
I'm going to go prevent forest fires."
I think the dog is actually the negotiator.
He said he'd loosen the lid on every trash can. As long as I didn't make too much of a mess.
Stay out of the recycling. Just go to the trash.
Every time I get an altercation, I mauled somebody, but nobody takes me to the mall. Maybe I like food courts and candy.
I heard about a mall Santa, so I attacked him.
Let me pause and think about this.
It says, don't panic, but an expert says there's a 100% chance that of some asteroid colliding with Earth at some point.
It already has
happened. Well, right. I mean, I could have said that.
It has happened.
Thank you, science.
Yeah.
There's a chance that something that already happened might happen again.
Right. Don't panic. There's a 100% chance you're going to die.
They call that history, you jackass.
Right. Have they seen Crater Lake?
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just reading the headlines here.
Put it on autopilot, Mike.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
You got us all fired up in here.
The hell.
A suspicious vehicle that led to a lot of downtown Baltimore being shut down wasn't a bomb. It was just a van that some people had rigged to steal diesel fuel.
I was going to say they had so many thousands of gallons of fuel, that was their concern.
Oh, yeah.
So either way,
Miles told me this yesterday, and I'm just thinking, like, it's not a bomb, dude. I live there. Like, somebody's up to no good. That's all it is.
Did they sell it or use diesel? To what, sell it half price to a trucker?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Everybody has a hustle in that city. Somehow, no matter what it is you've got to sell, there is somebody, hey man, you want used batteries that don't work anymore and might have rust on them?
But
yeah, brother,
man.
I've been collecting them for like the last 5 months. It doesn't matter. Who knows?
Diesel gas is the biggest white hustle that's ever happened in Baltimore City. I mean, like, no one else ever thought of that.
Yeah, what's the other joke? You go to the gas station in Baltimore and, like, nobody pumps gas.
It's a dude from Hamden, Glen Burnie, man. I guarantee you.
A man with a history of shoplifting was busted, and you'll never guess why.
Why?
For stealing stuff repeatedly from an Amazon fulfillment center in Washington.
Did he work there?
That would be my guess. That's the only way that you get in there would be my thought. I've been in there before.
Why have you been in there?
I tried to pick something up. It doesn't work like that, by the way.
It's not like the post office.
No.
Won't let you pick up. You go
there.
That's
right.
Even you have the address, you have your ID, everything.
Yep.
But they will not let you take
it.
Yep. How long did you have to wait to get whatever it is you're picking up? How long did it take for it to?
Not very long. I made a few phone calls, and basically I was told, yeah, that's not how it works. We can't just do that.
Sounds like a place of ill repute.
Yeah, like a whorehouse.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
Amazon fulfillment. It's a regular whorehouse.
Amazon fulfillment center. Have sex with a native from the jungles of the Amazon.
You want a peep show? Amazon fulfillment center. Vegas closes on Amazon. They got them all over the place.
She smells like smoked meat, but that's just because the whole thing's on fire. We're burning it down for cattle.
Damn. A 54-year-old man who dresses as Elmo to take pictures with tourists at Times Square in New York. Groped a 14-year-old.
Yeah, because you're a 55-year-old guy who dresses like Elmo. Profile that.
Right. Anybody shocked?
I mean, my God, that's like saying that someone shouldn't have a gun who's mentally unstable. Yeah, 55-year-old dude, not in the Elmo costume.
He's not getting paid to be Elmo like he works at Disney. He volunteers
to dress like Elmo.
Who likes Elmo? Kids.
That's the other problem, is these off-brand characters. Like, right? Like, it's hard to tell a kid, no,
call
don't
me
go
Smell
talk to
Elmo.
Right. Exactly right.
I'm Uncle Smelmo.
A woman in Canada recently posted a screenshot of how a man rejected her on Tinder. She wrote that she liked charcuterie in her profile and said, quote, I don't think I'm ready for that. That's how the guy rejected her. She says that she's into charcuterie, and he's like, I don't think I'm ready for that.
He didn't know what it was. She explained, oh, meats, cheeses, grapes, pair it with wine. He's like, yeah, I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
He didn't know what charcuterie was?
I guess not.
And then when he found out, he was disgusted.
That's something kinky. I don't like it.
But yeah, who hates meat, cheese, and a fruit?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how she posted it. Maybe he misunderstood. Like, right, something in the bedroom like, oh, I'm into charcuterie.
I'd be like, bring in the salami.
Yeah, I'd be like, if you can get some prosciutto.
Oh, she wants me to bring the salami.
Oh,
man, that sounds like a perfect woman.
Take notes, everybody. The new trendy selfie pose is the chin shelf.
What's the chin shelf?
Pretty simple. You put one finger underneath your chin as you take the picture.
Why?
Because that's what we're supposed to do now, Ted.
Because it's the chin shelf. There's no reason beyond that, Ted.
No, that's exactly right.
But it's not a shelf. It's my finger underneath my chin.
AKA shelf.
They felt the chin finger might be misunderstood.
Chin finger?
Or is it your chin on top of your
finger? I'm the chin finger.
It's all about perspective.
Batman is even scared of me.
Smell it.
Mr. Bond!
Smell mo and chin finger.
Beer companies are warning that there's about to be a shortage in the state of Utah.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello?
Matt.
Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Matt, you understand how this here game is played.
I do.
Attaboy, Matt.
Fantastic. Here is your story. A 73, Ted, you are very familiar with this part of the country. A 73-year-old Maryland woman, she's accused of using a brick to kill her longtime friend and neighbor. This happened at a senior living facility in Bladensburg. That's right outside of Washington, D.C. Now, the woman took multiple swipes at her 82-year-old neighbor with a brick. Officers responded to a 911 call, and they found the victim, as they say, suffering from upper body trauma in a garden in the back of the building. This is about 7:15 in the morning on a Sunday. Well, the woman died at the scene, and they say that there was a dispute prior to the murder. Now, the victim's grandson said, "Who in the right mind or what kind of evil had to creep up and take my grandmother's life?" Well, police rep tells People it's still unclear what type of dispute preceded the killing. However, according to NBC, they say the pair may have argued over a longstanding debt. The suspect was sitting next to the victim's body when police arrived, and it later admitted to the crime under questioning. She's been charged with first and second degree murder. My question is, do you believe that this woman is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Ooh. Brick, I mean...
Yep, a brick.
Anyone can just do that. That could be anything.
This is a 75-year-old woman.
Who beat an 82-year-old woman.
I mean, I will say, I grew up in this area in PG County, and I remember a friend saying to me, there's no rules in a fight. You find a brick, you hit him with it.
That is
so the story is kind of... Yeah.
I'm gonna go white.
Final answer there, Matt?
Yeah, crazy white people.
Okay, we're going to find out if she is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
PG County. It's hometown of Berkeley. We go there for a 73-year-old woman.
CP, stand up.
In PG County. Who beat her 82-year-old neighbor to death with a brick in the garden of a senior home.
You miss home, don't you, Dad? That story brings a tear to his eye. You can see it. It's like, the good times.
I told you, man. It reminds me where I used to go buy liquor over there in Bladensburg.
Underage.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't need an older friend. You just needed the hood.
Because older friends get hit with bricks.
And when I say hood, like, they passed us our Saint-Eyed special brews through the bulletproof glass.
The good old days. But, Matt, we asked you... Did you believe that this woman who beat another woman to death with a brick in the garden of an apartment building was black, white, Mexican, or Asian, and you seem very confident this is a crazy white person? I believe that was your word.
Yes.
Ted, what do you think?
Asian.
It is, in fact, Asian.
Yes.
Yeah. Mike had this story yesterday during headlines. I saw it today, and I saw a picture of the woman, the suspect. And I'm like, this is profile. And I would have never guessed
that. Now, is that near Chinatown, Ted?
You being funny?
Bladensburg?
No, in D.C., yeah.
Chinatown's like right in the middle of D.C.
No, it's on eastern side.
Is it eastern side?
Oh, yeah. It's over by the Times.
I mean, it's not that crazy. Bladensburg, Oxon Hill is all right there, and then you cross over a bridge in the southeast. I mean, I wouldn't call it close to Chinatown.
Okay.
I just did the math. Like, it's PG County. It's probably going to be white, black, or Asian.
Okay.
And then I did some other stuff and figured it
brick
was...
Brick to the head in the garden.
Brick
to the
that didn't do much. Honestly, it was the time of day.
7:50 Really?
That was your... very early.
Yeah.
So okay, you're saying why okay. people don't get up that early?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Sorry, just say also, if you ever find yourself in Bladensburg, I don't know why I would be there. The Rolling Pin is a very great bakery.
Hmm. The Rolling Pin, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Will they beat you to death with it?
No, you just get those cookies with a little dot on it. When I was a child, it was always like a big deal. You went to the Rolling Pin, you got those cookies.
Okay.
All right, so like I said, things are a little different here this week. So I'm going to give you some monologues, like a late night show. Do you want jokes made by me? Do you want jokes made by a team of professionals? Do you want to guess what jokes
are? Why don't you do the monologue, and then we will guess if it was a team of professional television writers. Or if it was your dumbass who wrote the punchline.
First of all, just so you know, we're unable to actually get any of the audio that we normally use.
I can listen to it. I can't put it in. Basically, simple terms, I can't put it into the system that I can play for you folks listening.
Right.
Correct. So you're going to reenact then most of the TV highlights from the other night. Do you need any kind of music on any of this stuff?
I think he should have some music. So what, you're doing what, late night monologue?
Right. So and these then... could be from any of the late night hosts, or I have written this joke myself.
Okay.
Do you need a laugh track?
Please. Okay. Preferably.
All right. Okay. All right.
Wish I had a laugh sign. Kevin Hart. Oh, I wish I had better handwriting. Start from the top, Miles.
Dude. You've known you're going to do this all day, and you just couldn't take the time.
Look at all this stuff I've written.
I know.
It took a while.
I know, but you only got through the name.
Right. I know.
Kevin Hart. That's as far as I got. Okay.
We know Kevin Hart.
From the top.
Okay.
Kevin Hart, he entered into physical therapy, and the progress is good. Said he's making baby steps, or as Kevin calls them, steps. Short jokes. I got them all day, folks.
I'm going to guess professional TV writer.
Good call. That comes to us from David Spade.
Okay.
Let's try this one here.
U.S. News and World Report has listed its annual ranking of the best universities, with Princeton coming in first.
Huh.
And when they heard the news at Princeton, the students partied deep into the afternoon.
I'm guessing Seth Meyers.
Dang, you're good.
Only because Princeton. I feel like he is the one host that loves the Ivy League schools.
Okay, all right. So far, so good. All right, here we go again.
Yeah, Shade, did you hear about this one? We go to Denmark. The last four circus elephants in Denmark will be sent to a facility to live out their last years.
Oh, that's cool.
They're getting rid of the program that like circuses and stuff. So in the end, they were told to pack their trunks and go.
That's you.
One elephant was quoted as saying, "This whole thing is nuts."
That is you. I have no doubt.
How did you know?
This whole thing is nuts.
That's you.
That
was the second joke I wrote today.
I see.
Peanuts.
Okay, so far we're 3-for-3.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So here is, right. Is this joke number 4?
It's joke number 4.
All right, let's go old school here.
God. Apple was caught breaking a Chinese labor law when it built its latest iPhone. People in China were shocked. Wait, we have labor laws?
You.
No, that was Jimmy Fallon. I like it, though.
I like it. Okay, all right.
All right.
Joke number 5 from the late night television host.
Ted Smith monologue.
Okay, here we go. Here's one for you.
You know, ironically, we talked about this earlier in the show. I knew we would, so I wrote this joke for it. Miles, I think you read the story. A 73-year-old woman in India is believed to be the oldest person to give birth after having twins via C-section.
That's correct, yes.
The woman and the baby are doing fine. But she says she's definitely going to wait a few years before trying for more kids.
Not you, but I don't know what hose.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
All right.
Late
one
night
more.
Jokes. All right, one more.
One more.
This is inspirational.
Ted cares. The feds want Felicity Huffman to do a month in prison for her involvement in the college admission scandal. Huffman responded by saying, "How about you just take 50 grand and we forget about the whole thing?"
Dude.
David Spade.
Oh. David Spade. David.
I only wrote the elephant jokes. Man, that's it, you know, with those jokes, when you read them out loud, yeah, you don't realize how
bad they are
and how long I was sitting there writing them down.
Ted, I'll tell you, people are loving it.
Yeah.
Oh, more Ted monologues.
You're doing a better job than a lot of the late night hosts.
Great.
Out there.
This
I'm very proud of the elephant joke.
Yeah, I can tell you where.
I think we should do that on a weekly basis. Is this a late night one, or a Ted's
it's
joke?
A yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. I could do that. Yeah.
People are digging them. Right. I'm telling you, people are excited. They're not saying your jokes are funny. They're just saying they're enjoying it.
Give me a topic. I'll give you a late night joke.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know yet.
You
want
a topic.
Now that you can explore this, you can come up with your own jokes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me go to entertainment just so we've all heard of the person. Let's see here. That's not entertainment. Entertainment, that's not. Dwayne Johnson shares a little.
See, it's already funny.
Dwayne Johnson shares a little update about Kevin Hart.
So I guess first I'd say he probably gave out a little info on him.
That's enough. He already hit it.
Okay, here's one. Here's one.
Wait, hold on. Right.
The Wiggles.
He also said the emotion has hit him hard like a rock.
The Wiggles have an alter ego band that's been playing drinking songs in Newfoundland.
Well, we all know alcohol starts as fruit. That's just knowledgeable.
Yummy, yummy.
Thank you, Miles. Yeah. I forgot. I don't have children. I was going to say, not everybody has children. They don't get that reference.
The biggest band ever from Australia.
It is.
All
the Wiggles.
Our Down Under fans know.
Wiggles also a fun term.
Wiggles sold more albums than AC frickin' DC.
I know. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
I cannot.
And not one of their songs had the word rock in it.
And Minute Work.
God, that movie just keeps coming up.
It really does.
Sharon Osbourne.
Okay.
Could you imagine listening to that all day?
No. Okay. I don't think he does either, though. Basically, she took some time off to debut her new face.
What?
Do you want the audio? I have the audio from this.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you are in the men's room on KISW.
Close enough.
That sounded just like Sharon.
Yeah. We have all kinds of crazy stuff in here we never play.
Yeah, I guess she went and got it. She said the doctor kind of pulled it from the top of my head and put an elastic band in it. Mm. Basically, she just got everything lifted and it looks more refreshed. I'll give her credit. At least she's honest about it.
Does she look
But this is like
this was
weird,
5 weeks
though?
Ago. No, yeah. I mean, even this article is like you could tell she had a facelift, but it's like she doesn't look that much different.
She doesn't care.
She's been having plastic surgery for years.
And she said that. She said years ago she didn't want to do it anymore. And then she said, like, look, I didn't want to do it anymore. And then I looked at myself like, I need a facelift. So
okay.
She basically just came back out. So like, I got a new face.
Yeah, plastic surgery is one of those.
I like that.
Yeah. Plastic surgery is one of those things that a lot of people are against. Then to turn 40.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, look,
you can be against it. Don't get it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But I would prefer someone to come out and say, hey, look, I've had plastic surgery. This is what happened. If you want to do it, my chin hurts. She said all the stuff. Like, you know, it's just, it's real. It's not like, oh, no, I didn't have plastic surgery
on my
nose.
Michael Jackson with that.
You don't have to lie about plastic surgery.
Michael Jackson used to lie about getting plastic surgery. Right. And the man's nose fell off.
In a courtroom.
In court. Like,
it
Michael.
Fell on the floor, and Bubbles picked it up and glued it back on.
Bubbles.
In court.
Grab a nose for me. Don't be ignorant. Get daddy's
That's what I mean.
Back.
Like, obviously, you don't look the same. You don't have to sit there like, there's so many people.
Be like Caitlyn Jenner, like, nothing changed.
Or, yeah, right. Like,
well,
no,
I mean, that's the thing,
on.
Too. You bring up Jenner. It was one of those Jenner kids. Nah, I shouldn't say that. She's a billionaire. One of them is. Either way, she had very full lips on her face.
Jesus. On her face. Right. On her face?
So
I wasn't thinking about it until you said that.
Now I am. All these lips.
Jeez, man.
Like the lips from a rose.
I had no doubt about that until you confirmed it. Then I
now I have a completely different image in my head.
I know.
So she would say all this stuff about like it was just
buffing.
Photo and this and that, but she had lip injections.
Yeah, she did.
I just like to clarify something.
You're talking about here.
Oh. I never would have questioned that.
Kiss
till you confirmed it. It's like, oh no. No, I'm considering.
I lost my shoes on that one.
Oh no.
Woo!
The man, oh man. So much better when we don't have the audio.
So, woo! All right. Business Insider has put out a list of, I don't know why, I'm pausing, of the best current shows on 25 networks.
On 25? Oh, as far as 25 networks, okay.
Right, so they're not saying these are the 25 best shows. They're just saying, basically in alphabetical order, you can go down, you know what I mean? Like, they start with ABC, which is Speechless.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
You said they start with ABC, but then you brought up a letter that's S. So
no,
how does
that work? The network is ABC.
Oh, ABC.
Come on, man, work with
us. You said it's alphabetical. So then I was doing ABC.
The whole thing. The best show on ABC that starts with the letter A.
Anaconda. all right, you could probably guess the best show they're saying right now on Adult Swim.
Are you being serious?
Oh, I know. Mike knows it.
You know I don't.
Szechuan sauce?
What? Szechuan sauce?
Is that the name of the show?
No. It was a big deal on Rick and Morty, and McDonald's they brought it back for a while.
Oh.
But I barely got that out.
She just cried through every segment.
I know.
Amazon, the best show on Amazon?
Whorehouse.
Close. Fleabag.
Fleabag.
Yeah, I've never seen that
one. I'm sure these shows are great.
AMC, they say the best show on that network is Better Call Saul. You've heard of that one. BBC America. Killing Eve.
Let me ask you one.
All right.
ESPN, outside of professional sports.
Sports Center with Scott Van Pelt.
Yep. Ooh, good call.
With Van Pelt.
I will say that and something else. I'd say it'd be a tie.
I still like Outside the Lines.
I'll say 30 for 30.
The 30 for 30s are great. I think that Rodman one's premiering soon. You're right. I will say, ESPN has done a great job. I didn't watch ESPN for years, but Scott Van Pelt, granted, he's a terp, but he brought me back in. And, like, I don't gamble, but I love the bad beats and all that stuff. All right, let's see. BET, the best show on there is Boomerang. So a lot of these shows I don't know. Comedy Central. Now, there's a show on here they say is the best show on there. Critics gave it 99%. I have talked about it a ton. It starred Hannibal Buress was part of this show. You guys don't have any idea. Broad City.
Okay. So these are shows, not actually what's on the network. So you can never
these
say
are the best current TV shows on these 25 networks.
Okay. So it doesn't include Trevor Noah and all that stuff.
No,
it's
no.
Basically
no.
Just a show that's produced.
On Comedy Central?
Well,
you could have counted him.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? I don't know. Because there's no other just talk things. So NBC, kind of ironic, they're saying their number one show right now is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. But, of course, that started on Fox. They canceled it. NBC picked it up.
I still have not seen that show.
It's just like what AB did with the Patriots.
Yeah. All right. And then this one, because this is one of my favorite shows on TV right now, if he ever makes a new season. What do you think they say is the best show on FX?
Ballers? No.
That's on HBO. That's
Sorry.
The Rock.
FX.
No idea.
Atlanta.
I've heard you on about that.
So Atlanta's not on, that's the second network they've been on then, right?
No, Atlanta's just been on FX.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The problem is the man is a little busy between his music career and other acting stuff.
Yeah. All right.
So I think he's just kind of like, look, I'm getting around to it. I just haven't. It's like I like a show, too, from BBC over in Europe called Peaky Blinders, which is like a crime drama, like back in like...
I was going to say I've heard of that, and I realize
Robin
of it because you
grabbed that mic faster than anybody I've ever seen.
Peaky Blinders?
Oh. What did I say?
Pinky.
When you said Peaky Blinders, I thought it was like a Pornhub show that they just started out.
Pinky Blinders?
Because you know they're going to start doing it.
That would be a weird thing. Like, yeah, you know what our gang does? We blind people with our pinkies!
Give them the old pinky blinder!
No, don't gouge me! Now, the Peaky Blinders just cut people's eyes out. Anyhow, but that's a good show, too, that's taking some time to get back in there.
I think Pornhub needs original programming now. Think about it.
They might have it.
Ooh. I'm telling you, man. Come up with some good plot lines.
Yeah.
Casting Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
let's see. I'll tell you who's in the news all the time right now is Kelly Clarkson. She has a new daytime talk show.
Right.
Everybody seems to like her. I feel like The Rock's been on there all week. I don't know. Every day I come in, it's like, The Rock said this. I was like, Is Kelly Clarkson just having one guest a week?
If it's going to be The Rock, like, why the hell not?
I did find it funny on one of her shows for an introduction. Remember Steve Carell and the 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When he's getting his chest waxed. When he did real, for real.
Yeah.
Which also, so have I, Steve. he yells out Kelly Clarkson. Oh, Kelly Clarkson!
Right.
So the other day, she had him voice, like, the intro, and he's like, now, blah, blah, oh, Kelly Clarkson! I was like, all right, that's pretty good. Funny. Mm-hmm. But let's see. basically, she did an interview recently, and she was saying, like, basically, like, she didn't really want to win American Idol. She didn't want to do the movie from Justin to Kelly. And also, I think part of her point here, which I get, is, and I'm sure Carrie Underwood, anybody's been through this, she's just saying, like the first 3 years, it was just basically like I won a talent show.
Yeah. And nonstop touring after that.
Right. Right. And she just, I mean, she even says, I got real bitter. No one knew what I was going through. Yeah. And
maybe that's why she gave you the beef about the meatball.
Yeah, it was a bad joke, too.
No, maybe she was just at the end of her.
No, you know. Ted, your jokes are fantastic. Some of the comments that came in, it says, more of this, guess who said the joke? Someone else says, I almost peed in my new car, I was laughing so hard. A different person says, knock it off, I'm going to S myself because I'm laughing so hard. Thanks for all the laughs. Is this weed week? It's no, not.
It could not be.
But more Ted monologues.
Weed week!
Your jokes are fantastic.
Oh, we have a chance at that this year.
Yeah.
We have a slim.
That's right.
We have a slim, slim orifice to squeeze through. If we can just get through that, through the upper part of this.
You know, there's a team of people that could help you with this.
Who's that?
The Pinky Blinders. We'll show you the way through any tunnel.
Weed Week.
You said the slim orifice. Well.
Slim chance. Very slim.
I'll work on writing some monologue stuff.
People are loving it.
No, they're not
telling me.
Maybe you should
do
it.
You know what?
Thing.
When we have technology again, I bet there's a way I could transcribe some things quicker than just chicken scratching it down.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do it to your phone? Does it have that thing? Like, you could read whatever you're reading, right? And then you say it to your phone. Will it transcribe it into your phone?
I think me and you're on the same level of technology, my man.
So no.
Like my phone could do it?
Oh,
I think my phone can do a lot of things. Right. I don't ask.
I'm tracking what you play. Right. Does it ring? Can I send a text? Okay, stop talking. It has a camera. Don't care. I stopped listening to you when you said it's a phone.
Ted, I thought you did a fine job today without the
without technology.
Yeah. Technology is very important, but apparently it isn't.
Well, you know, to quote one of the greats, it's wild and wacky stuff.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Two drug traffickers busted in Australia after a seal will not let them get to their stash. A potential beer shortage in Utah means that some are driving to Nevada with a car full of cash. To Ohio, where car crashes through a gym, landing on a man swimming in a pool. New York City student held in Russia over less than an ounce of pot, which is not cool. An American baseball player in Australia takes LSD and does not throw a no-hitter. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. Things are about to get crazy in Utah. Starting November, citizens will be able to purchase beer at grocery and convenience stores that have a 4% alcohol content instead of the usual 3.2 limit.
I believe that the government of Utah is about to discover exactly what these people have been waiting for.
Absolutely. It's actually caused such a buzz, no pun intended, that they're predicting an actual beer shortage in the state.
Do you know why? Freedom. Because they have to specially brew that beer for the state of Utah. So no matter who you are, you had to brew a special kind of beer just for their state.
Right.
So now that that's been pulled, a lot of the favorite beers that people like, they're not going to be able to get because they're not going to brew that beer anymore because it was a one-and-done thing. It was like, look, we're only doing this for these jamokes over here.
Right.
Want, like 3% beer. Who the hell is that? You know what I mean? Might as well make non-alcoholic beer for them. So they're like, no, we're not doing the production on that anymore. Like, you're done. Well, not everything is 4%. So a lot of beers are like 4.2%. So there's going to be a shortage until like Coors figures out a way to bring that down to 4%. Or other places figure out a way to get in their new zone.
Right.
So the shortage will be because of, we all have to fit into your new model.
Sure.
We'd fit in before, which we thought sucked. We did it. But now we have to fit into these parameters.
Now we have to adjust.
Yeah. So like a Men's Room Red, when Elysian ships that off to Utah now, which they said they were going to do next week, it's going to have to come in at 4% instead of 5%.
Exactly.
So they're having to figure out a way now at Elysian to lower that beer down a full percentage so the gold and red can be sold in Utah, which is obviously the grand plan.
But that's why we're going to call it Men's Room Ed.
Yeah.
Men's Room Ed. Right.
Yeah, we drop
for the great Mormon philosopher,
yeah.
Ed Jaworski.
Yes, Ed Jaworski, the great Mormon philosopher. Ed Jaworski.
He's from Ohio. He was one of the original travelers.
In other news, we go to Russia, where a New York City student is being held after her tour of the country took a bad turn. The 19-year-old was arrested after authorities found her 19 grams of medical marijuana while she was at the local airport. She's been, currently been in the Russian jail for the last 2 weeks, and her congressman is currently trying to get her released.
No fun for you, comrade.
I smoke your dope.
On the one hand, it's 19 grams of medical marijuana. On the other hand, why in the hell did you...
But you're in Russia.
Needs it?
Mm-hmm. Right. You're leaving the country.
Right.
Like, I can't go over there and drive a car with just my license, I doubt.
Exactly.
Right? Wouldn't I need a Russian license or something?
No, I think you can rent a car in a foreign country. I think as far as driving goes, like it doesn't matter what country you go to, a stop sign looks the same. It's a different word. They look exactly the same. Traffic signals are the same, all that. So, I mean, if you have a driver's license, universal. But, like, you have drugs on you, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if it's Oxy, I don't know if I'd want to travel to a different country because I don't know their laws.
Right. If
Even if it was alcohol.
Anything.
There are certain states. There are certain countries. Like, you probably don't want to show up with a bottle of booze. Yeah.
Exactly.
Go to the UAE.
Marijuana is legal here in the state of Washington. If I go into an airport with a bag of weed and fly into, I don't know, Oklahoma, I'm going to be arrested, really, at the airport, but... When
you
I
need
land
a good arresting, though, man.
Yeah,
you're arrested in Russia with a plant. They can't even grow them there. It's too cold. What is this?
And it's Russia.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like, they're
might want to be strict when you follow the rules
on
that.
Do minorities do this? Okay, go to jail.
This is what happens when you're late for your water aerobics class. We go to Ohio, where police are investigating a car that smashed into a local LA Fitness, landing in the pool. Both the driver of the car and a swimmer in the pool were taken to the hospital, but it's being reported that their injuries are not serious. Police still don't know what caused the accident.
Do they say the age of the driver?
They probably do somewhere.
You just say aerobics and water. I just think older people.
No, they're not. They were swimming. There was no aerobic class going on. But trust me, when you go to LA Fitness and you watch people swim, they're all above the age of 70. That's what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, working out water is great. It's low impact, but generally...
And I suspect the driver as well. Who knows?
But do not have the age of the driver there. So
all right,
and
we
I don't
had that
think
happen
the
here. This is the second car into a pool at a LA Fitness or a 24-hour fitness in the last 3 months.
Yes,
someone drove through a building into a swimming pool, which is inside of a building. That's statistically unbelievable.
Exactly,
and then it happened again.
Right, so I'm saying, like, the first time was weird.
It's astronomical.
Maybe it's on purpose.
I love pools, but you don't have to drive into them.
Yeah.
I like cars. I like pools. I like carpooling.
Carpool lane.
People having a side gig is understandable. Dabbling in the same field can be dangerous. An upscale New York City bakery has filed a lawsuit against one of their now former employees. The delivery man is accused of having stolen more than 1,000 of the cakes, totaling nearly $90,000 of stolen goods.
That's an expensive cake.
Oh, yeah. They were saying that the cakes are about $90 a piece.
Yeah, I just did that math.
That's big time.
Yeah. The company was unaware of the smuggling until they noticed unauthorized resellers selling their product.
Who's Jeff, and why is it his birthday? I'm graduating.
Do you know anyone named Jeff? It's the day of their birthday.
Who needs cakes? I got cakes.
Are they 26 years old?
Yeah, that's not like having a second job. That's just stealing.
Right. Exactly.
That's theft.
He was actually stealing the cakes and selling them to other vendors.
Oh, other vendors?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, resellers.
Resell.
Yeah, you got it. He was charged with 15 counts of petty larceny.
They need to call the cake boss in on that.
Ah, buddy. We head to Australia, where a medical researcher was on his way to monitor animals testing the new vaccine when he was carjacked by an unlikely suspect. The man that carjacked him was actually a baseball player playing for the Grange Baseball Club. When they asked why he stole the car from the researcher, he admitted that he was tripping on LSD at the time and stole the car to get to the airport because he thought that he was being chased and his life was in danger.
Okay, that's fair.
He's a baseball player in Australia.
Yes.
On LSD.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Who Sucks Less, What You Don't Need to Know, and we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.